Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, September the 9th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. A GOP lawmaker critical now of Trump's canceled plans for secret talks with the Taliban. Also on our Monday rundown, health officials in some states stop vaping after possibly related deaths. Topping our news on CNN, a Republican member of the House Armed Services Committee on Sunday assailed President Trump's now-canceled plan to host Taliban leaders at Camp David for secret peace talks around the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Representative Michael Walls of Florida said, "As we head into the anniversary of 9/11, I do not ever want to see these terrorists step foot on U.S. soil, period." Those comments from Walz came just a day after Trump tweeted that he invited Taliban leaders to Camp David for secret peace talks over the weekend, but canceled the meeting after the Taliban took credit for an attack in Kabul that killed a dozen people, including an American soldier. As the number of deaths possibly linked to e-cigarettes climbs, health officials in some states are urging people not to use them. Eric Tegedoff has our report.
State health officials across the country have connected vaping to a mysterious and deadly illness in the past week, and it's prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to recommend folks stay away from these devices. There are no confirmed cases in Montana, although the state is looking into potential incidences. Dr. Greg Holzman is state medical officer for the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
We have something that has serious consequences, and we don't know what's exactly going on. Protect yourself and stay away from these products at this time until we have a better understanding, and hopefully this will be a good time to stop using the products completely.
The CDC says it's still unclear which vaping agents are responsible for the severe respiratory illness that has cropped up.
There is a new text messaging resource for young people who want to stop vaping in Montana. It is called My Life, My Quit. The discovery of chemicals linked to cancer, hypertension, and other health problems in groundwater has scientists and some Wisconsin residents calling for more testing. Dale Forbus explains.
PFAS, often referred to as forever chemicals, have been found in the groundwater near the Tyco Fire Products plant. So far this year, scientists have tested 130 private wells in northeastern Wisconsin. They found elevated PFAS levels in 11 and detected the chemicals in 26 others. Jeff Lamont, a retired hydrologist, says the compounds have been found in his well. He says they break down slowly in the environment, stay in your body for the rest of your life, and have been linked to serious medical problems.
Testicular cancer, high cholesterol, pregnancy problems in women, hypertension.
Tyco has proposed expanding the city of Marinette's water system to include more homes that now use well water.
This is PNS. Virginia is just 2 months away from electing a new General Assembly, and this week AARP Virginia is launching a voter engagement program to help candidates and people age 50 and older focus on key issues during the election.
Today begins the program's first event, a two-week push advocating for family caregivers in the state. Natalie Snyder with AARP Virginia says her group is urging candidates to reconsider a family caregiver tax credit that was proposed but not passed during the 2019 General Assembly.
This would advocate for up to $1,000 income tax credit each year. So it would be for qualifying taxpayers. Individuals earning $75,000 a year or less would be able to claim that tax credit for 50% of their out-of-pocket expenses up to that $1,000.
Snyder says more than 1 million Virginians provide unpaid daily living care for a loved one at a cost of $7,000 each year out of pocket. I'm Diane Bernard reporting.
And a potential Oregon ballot initiative would slow the roll of automation starting at grocery store checkout lines. Tom Chamberlain with the Oregon AFL-CIO says his group has submitted a measure for approval that would limit the number of self-checkout machines in stores to two.
Not only do we need to pass this ballot measure to get on top of automation, we need to establish in this state a task force to look at automation as it relates to job loss and quality of life for Oregonians.
The Northwest Grocery Association says that measure is misguided and customers increasingly prefer self-checkout. Finally, a simple conversation could save a life. That's just one of the messages mental health organizations are hoping to drive home during National Suicide Prevention Week that runs through Saturday.
during National Suicide Prevention Week, which runs through Saturday. Ohio's suicide rate rose nearly 24% between 2008 and 2017. And Austin Lucas with the Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation explains that social stigma still prevents people from seeking help. That's why he says it's crucial to discreetly reach out to loved ones who might be struggling and ask the question directly.
Are you thinking about killing yourself? Or are you thinking about suicide? And for a lot of people, that's really scary, especially if they are really close to this person because they're anxious that this person might say yes. However, having that conversation might be enough to save their life.
If the answer is yes, Lucas says the next step is to stay with them and help connect them to resources that can help. Anyone in crisis is encouraged to text 4-H-O-P-E to 741-741. Mary Sherman reporting. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.